Hey, what's up? My name is Jen, and today we're talking about interview questions for the native talk portion of your lesson. So there's a lot you can't control about an interview, but you can control how much you prepare for an interview. Let's go over the big three interview questions. The first one is, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? I'll spend the most time here because it's one of the most common interview questions. People think answering this question is a breeze. It seems so simple, but it's actually an important question. Even though it's one of the most common interview questions, it stumps everyone. It might seem like an easy win. After all, you know all about yourself. But responding to this invitation to talk about you in the context of a job interview can feel stressful and complicated. It's challenging because it is broad and open-ended. You might be thinking, well, what do you want to know? How am I supposed to pick what to share out of my entire life story right now? So why interviewers ask it? It lets them ease into the actual interviewing. Often when the conversation starts, it's a lot of small talk and it's a good way to transition into the interview, especially for less seasoned recruiters or hiring managers. How you can use this question. You can set the tone for follow-up questions to this initial opener, answering this question. Here's the deal. Don't give your complete employment or personal history. Nobody wants to hear that. Instead, give a pitch, one that is concise and compelling, that shows exactly why you're the right fit for the job. Start off with the 2 to 3 specific accomplishments or experiences that you most want the interviewer to know about. Then wrap up talking about how that prior experience has positioned you for the specific role. A good format to use, so first talk about the present, talk a little bit about what your current role is, the scope of it, and perhaps even a big recent accomplishment. 2, talk about the past, tell the interviewer how you got there, and or mention previous experience that's relevant to the job and company you're applying for. 3 is to talk about the future. Segue into what you're looking to do next and why you're interested in this gig, and a great fit for it too. Tip number 2, how did you hear about the position? Another seemingly innocuous interview question. This is actually a perfect opportunity to stand out and show your passion for and connection to the company. For example, if you found out about the gig through a friend or professional contact, name drop that person, then share why you were so excited about it. If you discovered the company through an event or article, share that. Even if you found the listing through a random job board, share what specifically caught your eye about the role. They want to hear why you're interested. Question number 3, why do you want this job? Again, companies want to hire people who are passionate about the job. So you should have a great answer about why you want the position. And if you don't, you probably should apply elsewhere. First, identify a couple of key factors that make the role a great fit for you. For example, I've always been passionate about education. I think you guys are doing great things, so I want to be a part of it. Other things to think about, inject some passion into your response. It will set you apart, believe me. Be succinct, practice, but don't memorize. Know your audience, keep it positive, and practice with someone else. And in conclusion, put yourself in the position of the interviewer and come up with a list of job-specific questions. They're gonna ask you more than the 3 I just talked about. Be ready to explain your past employment history and remember that you're telling a story and you got this.